One of the world's most famous art galleries is demanding the return of a painting stolen by Nazi troops in World War II. The painting's now in the hands of a German family who'll only give it back if they're compensated. But the Uffizi Gallery says the work is the property of the Italian state and it's calling on the German government to intervene. Thomas Arriti reports.
On Italian television, the director of the Uffizi Gallery in Florence, Ike Schmidt, is seen proudly walking a framed painting into one of the rooms. It's called Vase of Flowers, a still life by Dutch artist Jan van Huysum. But there's something different about the one that's now hanging on the wall. It's certainly not the original oil on canvas, but a black and white photocopy, with the word stolen written around it in Italian, German and English.
The last wounds of the Second World War in the Florentine collections are still open.
After more than 70 years, director Ike Schmidt wants the real artwork back.
This masterpiece, Vase of Flowers by Jan van Huysum, was stolen in 1944 and is now in a German private collection. My wish for 2019 is that this masterpiece can return. It can be given back to its place of belonging in the Hall of Putti at Palazzo Pitti.
Vase of Flowers dates back to the early 18th century, but it was first displayed in Florence in 1824. Then in 1943, as German troops retreated north during the Second World War, it was stolen from Italy. Lieutenant Colonel Luigi Spadari is with the Cultural Heritage Protection Unit within the Italian police force, the Carabinieri.
The Florence painting, which is making headlines today, was shipped by a German soldier in 1944 via military mail to his family in Germany. The person who currently has that painting is very likely to be an heir of that soldier.
The painting only resurfaced in 1991 after German reunification. All attempts to get it back have failed, and the family that has it is asking for money. But that's a problem. The Uffizi Gallery says the painting is already the property of the Italian state, and therefore it can't be bought. It's also not the only artwork authorities like Luigi Spadari are trying to get their hands on.
There are other thefts that we have saved in our database. That brings us to an estimate that there are at least 8,000 works of art to be hunted around the world.
I'm to put a team together and do our best to protect buildings, bridges and art before the Nazis destroy everything.
The issue of stolen artworks during World War II has been well documented, including in the 2014 George Clooney film The Monuments Men.
If you destroy an entire generation of people's culture, it's as if they never existed.
But the fate of Vase of Flowers remains uncertain, and the Uffizi Gallery is calling on German authorities to do what they can to get it back.
Thomas Arriti reporting.